The Last Humans by Max Lafrenaise, illustrated by Hugo Miranda. Genre: expository text gives information about the real world. Look for facts and information about archaeologists and what they do. Question of the week: why is it important to learn about our past? Chapter 1: News from the Past. For at least the last 10,000 years, we have been the only human species on the face of the Earth. This sometimes makes it very easy for us to forget and disregard the many other human species which also lived in prehistoric times. So far, 6 different species of human have been discovered, and it is very likely that many more species will be uncovered in the near future. Archaeologists and scientists, using revolutionary techniques, have made many extraordinary discoveries in the last 2 decades. Discoveries which have uncovered new and groundbreaking information about the history of humans and our close relatives. The common perception has always been that our species, the Homo sapiens, slowly evolved from other inferior human species, which come under the same genus, Homo, as ourselves. However, as more findings have been made, researchers have started to come up with new opposing theories. These theories point to the fact that it was very likely that our ancestors roamed the Earth at the same time as many other human species. This idea throws our whole idea of human history out of the window. And it also raises many more questions about our human relatives and Homo sapiens' relationship to them. Chapter 2: The Prehistoric World. Imagine a world without roads, towns, or electricity. There are no cars, or hospitals, or even Facebook. Early humans lived in a dangerous world full of fierce predators, extreme environments, and many other natural dangers. We were in no way at the top of the food chain. We didn't have sharp teeth like a lion, nor could we swim as fast as a dolphin. And we definitely couldn't fly to the heights of an eagle. No, humans were relatively insignificant animals, surviving in small groups and scavenging for any available food. However, in these small tribes, humans slowly started to travel to different parts of the globe, looking for fruits, nuts, and seeds to collect, as well as animals to hunt. Each new habitat changed the way in which humans lived and evolved. Eventually, as different groups adapted to different environments, many different types of human species emerged in different parts of the world. There are still many unanswered questions which scientists are trying to unravel today about our mysterious past. Did these different groups of humans come into contact? Were they able to communicate? Did they have wars with one another? The hidden story of prehistoric humans has always fascinated us. Nobody today has any definite answers, but slowly, using new techniques and new technologies, we are beginning to understand more about the history of our ancestors. Of course, it is always very difficult to draw conclusions when we talk about prehistoric findings, as our knowledge is limited to a few preserved bones and artifacts. In this chapter, we will investigate a variety of important human species and the recent discoveries which have added to our knowledge. In many ways, it's quite strange that Homo sapiens are the sole survivors of the Homo genus. Why are we the only ones left from the Homo family? Take a look at canines and felines. There are a vast range of different species within these families. Foxes, wolves, and dogs are all separate species of the canine family. Lions, tigers, and domestic cats are all separate species of the feline family. What happened to the other 6 species of human? Did they die out due to natural disasters, lack of food, or disease? Or did our own species, the Homo sapiens, have something to do with their downfall. In this chapter, we will take a more in-depth look at the other human species. We will try to understand how they lived in the prehistoric world. We will also look at the modern discoveries which have helped scientists understand these lost people better and make comparisons between these mysterious ancient humans to modern humans. Chapter 3: Common Human Characteristics. Before we begin reading about other human species, we need to identify the characteristics that all humans share, even if they belong to a different species within this family. Although each different human species differs in a variety of ways, all humans share similar characteristics. It is important to identify these shared qualities in order to understand what makes a human a human. Common characteristics of all humans. Big brains. All humans have astonishingly big heads in comparison to their bodies. In contrast to most animals, all human species evolved especially large heads in relation to their bodies, which although is a physical disadvantage, it allowed us to create and control many other things which are off-limits to other animals, such as utensils, language, and fire. Walking upright. Walking upright frees the hands and allowing them to develop in a different way and for other uses, like tool making. Premature births. Due to our oversized heads, we have evolved to be born prematurely. This means we spend less time in the womb and more time with our mothers than any other animals. A lion, for example, will be ready to go hunting only 6 months after being born. Humans spend a lot more time growing up. The result of this slow childhood has made us extremely sociable and good communicators. Humans and habitat. Another common characteristic of early human species was our special ability to produce tools. Many scientists believe that it is humans, advanced use of tools, which sets us apart from other animals. Approximately 2.5 million years ago, humans first started getting creative, taking objects from their surroundings and shaping them into useful implements. These early stone tools changed the way we hunted animals, cooked our meals, and interacted with other humans. The first tools were generally small axes, but as humans evolved, so did their tools. Homo sapiens and other species began to use ivory, bone, obsidian, antlers, and lassos for tools, and this diversity of the materials made it easier for humans to perform tasks. Together with tools, humans' homes changed through time. They found refuge from the weather and wild animals in caves using fires to heat themselves. Archaeologists have found much evidence that our ancestors shared caves with their hunting groups and also kept account of important information they'd learn on the walls. The Homo erectus fact file. Origin: Eastern Africa. Period: Homo erectus first appeared approximately 1.89 million years ago and became extinct 143,000 years ago. Average height and weight? Their average height varied from 5 to 6 feet, and they weighed between 40 kilograms and 60 kilograms. Diet: a wide variety of meat, vegetables, and fruit. Fun fact: Homo erectus invented the first axe. General description. Homo erectus were big travelers, migrating from Africa to Europe and Asia. Scientists believe that many other human species, including Homo sapiens, may have evolved from Homo erectus, which would mean that they are our direct ancestors. They are the oldest known human species. They lived between 1.89 million and 143,000 years ago. All in all, Homo erectus lived on the planet 9 times longer than we have. Homo erectus means upright man, and are the earliest fossil evidence of humankind. Homo erectus moved from the forests occupied by apes onto the plains of Africa. This resulted in the transformation of their torsos and limbs. They no longer needed to climb trees. Instead, Homo erectus became really fast runners, allowing them to run after their prey for days. Also, their upright posture allowed them to see approaching predators in the grassland, a useful skill to have in the wild savannas of the past. Important discovery. The excavation of the Turkana Boy has revealed many clues about Homo erectus. His long legs would have allowed him to walk and run for incredibly long distances. The Homo neanderthalensis fact file. Origin: mainly in Europe and some parts of Asia. Period. Neanderthals first appeared approximately 400,000 years ago and became extinct 40,000 years ago. Average height and weight. The average height of a male was 5.5 feet and 5.1 feet for a female. Males weighed 65 kilograms and females 54 kilograms. Diet: woolly rhinoceros, woolly mammoths, fruit and vegetables. Fun fact. In 1866, Ernst Haeckel proposed to rename the Neanderthal with the charming name of Homo stupidus. General description. The Neanderthals are the most well-known relatives of Homo sapiens. Neanderthals are named after a valley in Germany where their fossils were first discovered. They have often been portrayed as muscular, violent, uncivilized cavemen. Neanderthals are commonly seen today as very stupid in comparison with our own species. In fact, Neanderthals actually had larger brains than us. Their huge heads on average had a size of 1600 centimeters cubed, 300 centimeters cubed more than Homo sapiens. Also, there is evidence that the Neanderthals buried their dead and put flowers on their graves. They have been discovered to nurse members of their tribe back to health, showing a remarkable sense of empathy. This is at odds with the Hollywood version of the Neanderthal as a grunting bully. Scientists have shown that there really was a rather more sensitive side to our furrier cousins. Neanderthals are known to have made stone tools, used fire, and were expert hunters. Their prey was mainly reindeer, wild boar, bison, and occasionally mammoths. The Neanderthals went extinct around 40,000 years ago. Why did these strong, muscular humans die out? Were they extinguished by some natural disaster? Like a meteorite shower, a sudden climactic change, or some unknown disease? Or were they murdered by our own species, the Homo sapiens? A few thousand years after Homo sapiens moved into Neanderthal territory, the Neanderthals became extinct. This could have been a coincidence, or were the Homo sapiens responsible for the disappearance of the Neanderthals? Important discovery. In May 2010, the Neanderthal Genome Project released some interesting findings. Using bones mainly found in Spain, Russia, and Germany, the Genome Project's major discovery was that Homo sapiens interbred with the Neanderthals. Now that we have more information about Neanderthal genetic code, many scientists believe it may be possible to create a clone of a Neanderthal. This could greatly advance our knowledge about human nature. It is believed that Neanderthals may have had a completely different way of reasoning, which could solve many current problems we still don't understand. If you want to know how much Neanderthal you have in your DNA, you can send a sample to National Geographic Society's Genographic Project, and they will let you know how much Neanderthal you have in your blood. The Homo floresiensis fact file. Origin: mainly in Europe and some parts of Asia. Period. Floresiensis first appeared approximately 100,000 years ago and became extinct 50,000 years ago. Average height and weight? These tiny humans were on average 3.6 feet tall and weighed approximately 35 kilograms. Diet? Mini elephants and giant rodents. Fun fact! The Floresiensis did not have chins. General description. The Homo floresiensis is one of the most recently discovered human species. They were found over a decade ago, in 2003, on the island of Flores in Indonesia, and have been dubbed the Hobbit humans due to their incredibly small size. These small humans were approximately 3.5 feet tall, with brains 3 times smaller than our own, but with relatively large teeth and feet. They hunted small elephants and large rodents. One theory is that this group of humans were cut off from the mainland and isolated on the island. Due to limited resources, the smaller members of Homo floresiensis had a better chance of survival than the larger individuals of the group. Therefore, they evolved to be smaller to adapt to the island's habitat. This didn't only happen to the humans on Flores. There were also mini elephants, the now extinct Stegodon elephants, which the floresiensis hunted. The Homo floresiensis are a great example of the amazing evolutionary wonders which have occurred in the past. If humans could reach the small stature of floresiensis, it begs for the question, what other evolutionary paths could unknown human species have taken? And what evolutionary changes does the future hold in store for us, modern humans? The floresiensis went extinct 50,000 years ago. It is believed that the floresiensis evolved from another group of humans, Homo erectus, that could have arrived on the island on bamboo boats approximately 1 million years ago. According to the discoveries made, it is very likely that Homo sapiens eventually lived side by side with the floresiensis. This idea also has amazing implications. The very fact that our ancestors could have interacted with this hobbit species is astounding. Important discovery. In 2003, a skeleton was discovered by an Indonesian-Australian research team who were originally looking for clues about the migrations of Homo sapiens from Asia to Australia. However, when they were excavating a small alcove on the island of Flores, they were shocked to find a skeleton of a completely new species. This skeleton was named LB1 after the cave in which it was found, Lang Ba. The skeleton was revealed to be a 30-year-old woman who had been affected by the evolutionary phenomenon of dwarfism and was quickly given the name Little Lady of Flores, or Flo. In the preceding decades, archaeologists' trowels have not had a moment's rest. They have been using modern techniques to unearth more skeletons on the island. Initially, the floresiensis were not even considered humans. However, taxonomists decided that the floresiensis did belong to the human genus, even though their brain was so small. The Homo sapiens fact file. Origin: Africa. Period. Homo sapiens first appeared approximately 200,000 years ago and have survived to the present day. Average height and weight? Variable. Diet? Variable. Fun fact: Homo erectus is the first human species that has different teeth. General description. Homo sapiens are the only species of human which have survived up to the present. Every human being on the planet is a Homo sapien. The word sapien translates from Latin to wise. So Homo sapiens literally means wise man, which gives us some clue about the high opinion we have of ourselves. Homo sapiens evolved from another human species around 315,000 years ago. However, we are still not certain how much mixing went on between Homo sapiens and other species. When Homo sapiens arrived in Arabia, the majority of Eurasia was already occupied by other humans. Strangely, every time Homo sapiens arrived in a new part of the world, the other human species living there would quickly disappear. Important discovery. Homo sapiens are the first human species that developed a pattern for the use of space. Archaeologists have found that our ancestors, as far as 100,000 years ago in South Africa, established areas in their dwelling places destined for specific activities. Toolmaking was done in one place, sleeping in another, and cooking elsewhere. Nowadays, we still divide our homes in areas that now include places for exercising, playing, and even watching television or playing video games. What is that in the mud? Every Sunday afternoon, two Homo sapiens went for a hike in the summer forests near their settlement. They searched for a kind of fungus they discovered they liked. One day, they found something strange on the ground that seemed to be uncovered by the rain. They approached it carefully, looking around them. This thing looked like nothing they had seen before.
"Look at that! But be careful,"
said the older Homo sapiens to the younger one.
"Yes, Mom. I know that I shouldn't touch anything I don't recognize because it can be poisonous or harmful."
"Exactly. Let me take a picture and send it to your uncle, the biology teacher. Maybe he can help us figure out what it is."
"Great idea!"
She approached the thing in the mud and realized there were some kinds of marked rocks around it. At that point, another Homo sapiens arrived, carrying a strange case and looking at them worried. He formally approached them and said, "Good morning. Please step back from the site." The mother Homo sapiens took her young and said,
"Of course. We are trying to find out what this is. Could you help us?"
"Oh, that's exactly why I'm here. You are witnessing the discovery of an ancient home of a Neanderthal man."
"What does that mean?"
asked the young sapiens, looking confused. "Oh, it means that something like a distant cousin of us all used to live here." The younger sapiens looked scared.
"Other types of humans used to live here. Remember when we read about cats and tigers being related?"
said the mother sapiens.
"Oh, this is exciting. Do you think they had toys like mine? Can you find them?"
said the child.
"We know very little about them because lots and lots of time has gone by. Imagine that this was here before all the trees, the river, and the city. By now, we only know that they used rocks as tools, made fires, and hunted. The Neanderthals lived here when they were still mammoths. Even the fruits and vegetables they ate were very different."
"Wow! How do you know so much about things that happened so long ago?"
said the young sapiens. "I am a modern Homo sapiens archaeologist," replied the scholar. Chapter 4. This is Us. Homo sapiens had a cognitive revolution 70,000 years ago. This allowed us to communicate more effectively, gather in larger groups, and create complex cultural ideas, such as religion and art. We advanced our tool-making skills, moving from stone utensils to obsidian spears, and finally bending precious metals to our will. 12,000 years ago, Homo sapiens had another turning point, the agricultural revolution. Moving from the hunter-gatherer lifestyle to growing crops and herding livestock. This not only changed our lives, but the natural environments around us. Farming led to the creation of larger settlements, and as we moved from small pueblos to villages, towns to cities, our shared ideas also became even more developed. Nowadays, we are the last humans on the face of the earth, and it can be easy to forget our extinct human relatives.